at times it's hard for us to really tell people what's going on. We were taught at a young age not to air your dirty laundry, and at times it's just easier for us to pretend everything is fine when it's not. So I'm going to ask you a question. How are you really doing? Is there more underneath the surface than what appears on the surface? Are you spinning out of control? Are you spending more time to yourself than normal? Has life taken a hardship this year due to the pandemic? Join me, Alexis, tonight on Living Single in Your City to discover more.
Hello, everyone. I am Alexis, and for tonight, I will be your host on Living Single in Your City. I hope you had a fantastic weekend and that your Monday was not too horrible coming back from fun weekend plans. So today I wanted to talk about mental health and how you are really doing. Because a lot of times when we see our friends, family members, even strangers on the street, people will say, "Hi, how are you?" And our automatic response is, "I'm fine," right? And sometimes, "How are you?" right? And my friend Tawanda has this saying that sometimes when people ask you how you're doing, they really are only asking out of automation, or they're just asking the question. They don't really care. So never really give someone a long-winded answer unless they ask you a follow-up question. But tonight's episode is all about me asking you, how are you really doing, right? And I honestly really want to know how you really are doing, because mental health is one of those things that is kind of taboo to talk about. And tonight's show is not about any kind of mental illness specifically. I'm just saying a well-being check to make sure you are emotionally okay, right? And what do I mean by emotionally okay? Usually on this podcast, we like to talk about relationships. We like to talk about stages of relationships, and we talk about hot topics when it comes to singleness, dating, and relationships. But we don't really do that much on asking about you, the singular person, right? And today, I would like to change that. This year, the world was caught by surprise with the coronavirus, and it killed millions of people. And a lot of businesses, unfortunately, went under. A lot of people who were not essential workers were either laid off or put on hold until they can return to work. And essential workers, depending on their field, were definitely burnt out, because when the virus first hit and not much was known about it, it was scary to work in the healthcare field because so much was unknown, people were dying, and they had to quarantine. So any staff member who happened to have a patient with the virus had to be quarantined with that patient. They can't go to other areas on the floor and such like that to help prevent the spread of this virus. So what about you? What happened to you when the virus hit? Are you an essential worker? If you are, thank you so much. But if you weren't an essential worker, were you one of those who couldn't return to work, or were you slowly laid off? What about those of us who don't have that much in our savings account, right? Because the rule of thumb has always been it is wise for you to build up a safety net of at least 6 months to a year worth of savings should things go bad. But that's easier said than done, because at times, depending on our jobs and stuff, we might not make enough to put some dollars away. We might only make enough to put food on the table, clothes on our back, a roof over our head, and gas in the car to get us to work. So for those of us who did have a safety net, they went through that safety net, right? Because if you're not allowed to work and you don't have income coming in, you have no choice but to use what's in your savings. And you had to cover rent, you had to cover food, and you had to cover a myriad of other things. And then for parents who have children, the school shut down, right? So for parents, all of a sudden, you have children home 24/7, no one to watch your children. And for those parents who had to go to work, who were to watch your young children? It threw the world into chaos, and I'm sure that it threw you for a loop emotionally wise. I'm not talking about financial wise. I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about emotionally, right? Because emotional health is one of the things we tend to neglect, right? Because if we're physically ill or physically injured, we attend to those wounds, right? So if you were sick, right, and people can see that you are sick, right, you take medication and such like that to help heal yourself. Or if you have a broken arm, clearly you're going to put it in a cast and such like that. And emotionally, we don't at times check in with ourselves. Some people are good at checking in with themselves. Some people just choose to ignore their emotions, because there's this saying, we don't air our dirty laundry, and what happened behind closed doors needs to stay behind closed doors. And I understand that, and it is not my intention to pry. If it is not my intention to force someone to share if they so choose don't want to share. But I want to encourage us all, myself included, you listeners included, all my fellow co-hosts included, to really check in with yourself to see how you are emotionally. Because a lot of times when we go through a crisis, we don't even have time to realize how we're feeling. We just have time to quickly find a solution and then move on from there. What I mean by that is when the pandemic first hit, right, a lot of people didn't really know how to react. A lot of people were running to the grocery store, wiping out. A lot of people for the first couple of days were going nuts because they were running to the grocery store trying to get as much food as possible. And for myself, I was looking on Instacart. I was looking on Amazon. I was looking at Walmart, because all these places deliver groceries. And you couldn't even get a time slot, right? You had to order weeks in advance and such like that. It was a scary time. And a lot of people, fortunately, for me in my area, there was still DoorDash and Uber, but that gets to be expensive pretty quickly, right? So it was a while until things finally calmed down enough where we were able to go grocery shopping. But even that changed, because all of a sudden, people are going to grocery stores, and all of a sudden, we have a limit. Because remember, before the pandemic, you can buy 6 cartons of milk. Do you call them cartons? I call them cartons, but technically gallons, right? So 6 gallons of milk. You can buy cartons of eggs. You can buy whatever you wanted in store. And after the pandemic, it was very few items. And as my friend Awana said, it was actually kind of sad to see that all the meat was gone, but the veggies were, people were not eating their vegetables. So for her, for a while, she had to find creative vegetable recipes to get her 2 little girls to eat them. All right. And for me, I'm thinking to myself, when we were able to finally get some groceries, my sister says she did not want to go around the store fighting with people, so she just got the bare essentials, and all she was able to get was some chicken legs, some vegetables, and that was it. Like, she said there was no rice, there was no pasta. So in other words, everybody was going for the shelf-stable food. But let's veer away from that, because tonight's episode is all about you and how are you really doing. What I really want you to do first is to take a deep breath, inhale for 7, exhale, and keep doing that until we come back from our first break.
If you have a business or you are seeking to start a business, please protect yourself when it comes to contracts, accidents, document review, new clients, and more. Just Life Events can assist you with getting access to quality attorneys at reduced rates for all of your business needs. We can also help with family plans, plans for truckers, large and small businesses, and so much more. Remember, it's better to have and not need than to need and not have. Contact us today for a free consultation to see how we may be able to meet your legal needs. Our website is justlifeevents.org.
So are you still inhaling for 7 and exhaling for 7? The intent of that is to help calm you down and relax for the next part of our conversation. A lot of people, myself included, are very emotional. It's the one thing that my sister and I defer. My sister likes to hide her feelings, right? She doesn't really talk about them, while I externalize my feelings, where I used to cry very easily. My feelings were hurt very easily. And my aunt liked to call me a crybaby, because whenever anyone say anything to hurt my feelings, I would always cry. But for me, I like to think about it this way. I am a very compassionate person. I feel when people are in pain, and it's my natural instinct to shield them from pain. I never want to see a friend cry. I never want to see my little sister cry, right? And when my little sister cries, it makes my heart hurt, because we have a connection. It's the same thing when a family member calls me and they're feeling down, they need to talk, and they start crying. And it makes me feel sad, because a lot of times we are not in touch with our emotions, because it's just not who we are. And for me, in certain situations, even I am not in touch with my emotions. I'll give you a prime example of this. Right before my grandma's death, I knew that she was going to die, but I was perfectly fine. I was actually in the house the day that my grandma passed away, and I wasn't bawling, I wasn't screaming or any of that. I didn't do any of that emotional thing. I basically just told my grandmother that if it was my grandmother's time to go, then she should go. She shouldn't try to hold on to stay here for me or the family. And if she does pass over, please say hi to the family members who have passed, like my mom and my little brother, right? And it was kind of sad for me to see how she was trying to struggle to open her eyes and such like that, because she was so weak. So right about noon, my grandma took her last breath, and all of a sudden everybody in the house started screaming because she passed. So when I went to check to make sure that she really passed, that's when all my emotions came out. Like, the entire day before that, I was fine, right? But the second she passed was when my emotions finally crept up on me, where I just cried and cried and cried. I spent that entire week crying, right? I couldn't stop crying. Even if someone offered me $1 million, right? I just cried. And all I remember the day that my grandma passed was my younger sister. My younger sister is one of those people who don't show emotion. So for the first time, she realized my grandma passed, right? Because she booked it to the bathroom, and when I went in there to check on her, my sister was bent over sobbing her eyes out, and I instinctively held my sister, and the two of us cried our eyes out with seconds later, our cousin coming in to join us, and the three of us were just in there sobbing. We couldn't stop crying because, like, in a way, your body saying, yes, you lost this person. In another way, your body feels such immense pain that the only way you can deal with it is to cry. So a lot of times in certain situations, there is no time to cry, and we just have to bury our feelings to keep moving because somebody else needs us or somebody else, or the situation doesn't allow time for grief or doesn't allow time for us to process our emotions. We have to do damage control, right? So that's what I mean by asking you the question, how are you really? Because as a grown-up, we have plenty of responsibilities, right? For most of us, we have our significant other. For others, we have children. For others, we have job responsibilities, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? And it doesn't give us the chance to really sit there and process what's going on, how we are emotionally. And a lot of times, we tend to forget about our emotional health because for some of us, it's easier to forget. And for others, we just don't have time. Or for certain of us, we're just too emotional, right? But being too emotional is never a bad thing. It just means that you have to come up with ways for you to cope with yourself and reel yourself in. I myself included, because at times I can get very emotional where I get upset or I just want to sit there and cry and there's no time, right? Because life has a way of moving on with or without us, right? And sometimes it's not as easy for us to sit there and talk about emotions. For me, I might show my emotions, but I don't like to talk about my emotions. I don't want to sit there and explain why I got upset. I don't want to sit there and talk about what's really going on and such like that. And my sister's the same way. It's just actually, believe it or not, it's my entire family, right? We don't sit and talk about our emotions. We just sit there and go, okay, fine. How are you? Fine. That's fine, right? And sometimes that's not healthy because there's a lot going on with you. There's a lot going on with others. And if you don't have a way to healthily process it and deal with it or get help dealing with it, it has a way of festering. Like, for example, I hate to use this, but, like, it's the only understanding that I know that can get you to understand, right? Imagine you having you getting a cut, right? You cut your hand, right? Let's just say that it needed stitches. And you choose not to get stitches, right? So it's going to get worse and worse. You might lose a lot of blood, et cetera, and stuff like that. But let's say you do get stitches, but you don't do after wound care. It could get infected, et cetera, et cetera. That's what I mean when you don't check in with yourself emotionally. If you keep on forgetting about your emotional side, sooner or later, it's going to erupt at the worst time. It has happened to me. And let's go ahead and take our second break, and I'll tell you all about it when we come back.
If you are seeking a website, logo, graphic designer, or maybe you're starting a business or anything that comes with business, personal, or even social needs, consider doing business with ELI Solutions. ELI has the solutions for you. The website address is wehavethesolution.org.
Okay, we are back. I told you that if we don't check in with ourselves emotionally, it festers and it can boil over at the wrong time. It's the perfect example of what happened to me when I wasn't able to process my emotions when it came to my family and the time of the last 2.5 years of my grandma's life. I spent my entire teenage years and my 20s taking care of my grandmother. I had an incredible bond with my grandmother, and I am the favorite grandchild, only because I was the first grandchild on the maternal side, okay? And my grandmother has taken care of me, my sister, and that particular cousin I mentioned who ran in the bathroom with us our entire lives. I had my grandmother with me until I was 30. And I realized that it's rare because most people are unfortunate where they did not get to meet their grandparents or their grandparents die at a very early age. But I had mine up until the day of the year that I turned 30, and my family fell apart when a certain someone came into the picture to take care of my grandmother and made the family tense. A lot of things happened, and I wasn't able to tell people how I really felt about how they were treating my grandmother, because they treated my grandmother pretty bad. They would refuse to come see my grandma. They would refuse to come spend any time with her, and they didn't want to help take care of her. And this woman, to me, did nothing wrong other than gave birth to them and gave them a life. So, like, a lot of times, it kind of hurts me when people in public see me with my grandmother. They're like, oh, you take such great care of your mother, and I have to correct them that she's my grandmother. They're like, oh, that's so rare, but it makes me sad because her children, or at least the majority of them, did not really want to take care of their mother. So towards the last 2.5 years of my grandma's life, she spent it with only a few people when she had such a large family. So because my grandmother was still alive, I did not want to cause any tension. So I let my anger and my true feelings, how I felt about certain people, fester, right? And that's what I mean by not really checking in with myself emotionally. I just buried it, and I buried it, and I buried it, and I buried it. So then, like, after my grandmother passed away, there was an incident where people were just arguing and people had a lot of things to say where I exploded, right? Because somebody said the wrong thing to me at the wrong time. And because I did not check myself emotionally, I didn't make sure that I was okay emotionally. On top of that, my grandma, this incredible woman I had for most of my adult life, had just passed. I exploded. And when I mean exploded, think about a volcano exploding, because that's exactly what happened. I went the off on everybody. I basically told them exactly how I felt about them in regards to them and their mother, and I basically told them that please don't cry your damn crocodile tears now that she's gone, because you weren't around when she needed you the most. So why are you sitting here crying, trying to pretend that you actually gave a damn when you didn't? And for me, I now realize now that it's years later and reflecting back, I shouldn't have said that because they just lost their mother. But for me, I just lost my grandmother, and because I didn't check myself emotionally, I exploded. And that's what I mean when I say that for people who bury their feelings and for people who don't like to talk about their feelings or for people who don't address their emotional side, you do have an emotional side. You've just gotten good at burying it. But however, as you're burying it, it's brewing, right? It's kind of like that forgotten pot tea kettle that we have unlimited water in. It's just boiling, boiling. Eventually, it's going to whistle. That's what I mean. It whistled, right? And it's never, it's fine for you to explode, but it has consequences, and the last thing that I want is for you to explode in a situation that's going to cost you something. For me, it cost me not having a relationship with certain people in my family for a while, and I was perfectly fine with that because I didn't have a relationship with them before my grandmother passed to begin with, so I couldn't really give a. But, like, you know, for other people, the relationship has not been the same, right? And I'm not going to sit here and say I'm sorry about it, because what I had to say was true, but I shouldn't have said it in the way that I did at the moment that I did. I will apologize for saying at the moment I did, but I'm not going to apologize for what I said because it's just true. I'm pretty sure for you listeners who have been listening to our podcast for a while, you know that I'm not going to lie, and you know that I'm truthful, and you know that I'm opinionated, and you know that at times I don't sugarcoat things. I'm just going to say exactly how I feel, but I will be the first to admit that I shouldn't have exploded when I did. I shouldn't have said what I did in the moment that I did, right? So tonight's intent is to check in with ourselves, but how do we check in? Because a lot of times, most of us don't want to sit there and take into account how we are emotionally, right? And how you are emotionally is every person is different. Some people cry, some people are happy, some people are angry at the time. But here's the thing, by checking in with yourself emotionally, you're allowing yourself to grow as a person. Because if you are one of those types who are angry all the time, right, it's going to leak into other areas of your life. So if you were to check into yourself emotionally and you realize that you're angry all the time, you can seek out the reason why you're so angry all the time. Maybe it's addressing a situation in your life. Maybe it's addressing a person who is at the root of it. Or if it's just a myriad of things, maybe you can seek out therapy, somebody who is neutral, not a friend, not a family member, not a significant other, but a true professional who is completely neutral and can help you work out your feelings. Because once you check in with yourself emotionally and you make sure you are truly okay, you start to feel better. And because you are emotionally well balanced, it's going to leak into other areas of your life where people are going to notice that it's a brand new you. Remember when I did a podcast a week or two ago about a brand new you? This is what I mean. Like, it's not about being physically fit. It's just being physically fit. It's about you being emotionally fit too. Because when we are not emotionally fit, it leaks into other areas of our life that can basically take away opportunities from us. It basically can cost us opportunities. And the last thing I want is for you to not be emotionally fit, not get the help that you need, and it's going to cost you something. Because a lot of times when an opportunity is gone, it's just gone. It doesn't come back. And with that, let's go ahead and take our final break.
pro dancer Cheryl Burke is ready to shimmy and shake after suffering a hard fall in rehearsals for tonight's episode of Dancing with the Stars. In a clip from tonight's episode shared by People, it revealed that Cheryl and her celeb partner AJ McLean had a major scare when her head slammed on the dance floor in the middle of rehearsals last night. In the sneak peek, the Backstreet Boys singer told the camera, "Cheryl and I had practiced during stage rehearsal, and it did not go well. It happened so fast, I just heard her head hit the floor. The paramedics were there to attend to the dancer, and it was cautioned that Cheryl may not be able to perform during tonight's themed episode. She addressed the fall on Twitter, hinting that she has recovered in time to perform. She said, "Yesterday I took a hard fall while rehearsing for Villains Night. It's one of those things that can happen in a split second. Thankfully, I had the best partner I could ask for that was there to pick me up off the ground, keeping our fingers crossed that only planned mishaps during the show tonight." Back to the show.
So before the break, I mentioned, how do you check in with yourself emotionally, right? For some, it's easier said than others, and I totally understand that. And if you're not ready, then just go ahead and listen to these tips and follow them when you're ready, okay? And if you don't want to dive in deep, that's fine. Just go as far as you yourself are comfortable with. To check in with yourself emotionally, you need a neutral and quiet space. Definitely do not do it with other people around, right? And so for me, when I want to check in with myself emotionally, I like to write. It helps me gather my thoughts, and it helps me write everything that's been going on. So that's how I check in with myself emotionally. So my first tip to you is definitely take some quiet time, right, away from other people, right? And that just gives you an environment where, just in case on how deep you dwell, it may bring emotions up to the surface, right? Step two, breathe in for seven, release for seven. Breathe in for seven, release for seven, right? And this helps calm you down, helps get you relaxed. The third step is to reflect. Everyone reflects differently. For me, I reflect by thinking, I reflect by writing, or I just reflect in other ways where it's hard for me to explain. For you, reflect in whatever way that you reflected. It may be remembering, it may be writing like me, it may be just sitting there and just soaking in the quiet and let your thoughts run. Step four, don't stop. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times when we reflect, it can bring up negative feelings or negative memories. And a lot of people stop this because they just don't want to remember. But your body, your mind, your conscience is trying to allow you to feel all the feelings that you yourself need to experience or you yourself need to go through. For me, I had a lot of anger when it came to certain people right after my grandma's death. And for about a year, I was so angry. I held on to this thing. I held on to blame. I wanted to blame everybody else except for me. And how I got over that was to allow myself to really reflect on how I was feeling, how I felt about certain people, how they saw me, what hand they had in the situation, what hand I had in the situation, and what really happened. Not just how I saw it, not just how they saw it, but what truly happened. And that really allowed me to open up to myself emotionally. And the final step is to let go. Let go We don't need to hold on to this anger. We don't need to hold on to this grudge. We don't need to hold on to these negative emotions, right? We need to let go and release so we ourselves can grow as a person. If you are reflecting back on a time in your life where you are very angry at someone and you just held on to this grudge, don't forgive them for them, but forgive the situation or whatever happened for you so you can move on. Because imagine when we hold on to this grudge, hold on to this anger, we have to remember why we were so angry, why the situation is the way it is. And that's not healthy for us emotionally wise, because it brings up feelings of anger. It brings up feelings of hurt, or it brings up other feelings that we're not, or that I can't even get off the top of my mind, because as you can tell, I'm really passionate about this topic. But let go and forgive, not for them, but for yourself. Forgive and let go, because it's going to be so much better for you where you're not holding on to this anger, this grief, this whatever it is that you want to put a name of emotion, insert here is, but once you let go, you're going to feel so much better. Like if you need to cry, cry. If you want to scream, scream. If you just want to sleep, right? But whatever it is that you need to do, you need to get in touch with yourself emotionally so you can be well balanced. Because when you aren't well balanced, sooner or later something is going to happen. And then you're going to have that on top of that, on top of that, on top of that, and you're going to explode. It's not a bad thing that you're exploding, but you can't control where you explode and whom you explode to. And that's where it lays in the danger. Because like myself, I exploded, but I exploded to my family members at the worst opportunity, because they had just lost their mother. And here I am exploding on top of that, screaming at all of them. Right? And for me, it made me feel better. But for them, I shouldn't have done that, because they just lost their mother. And here I am, this crazy person screaming at them. And like, you see where I'm going with this. So to bring everything back to perspective and in closing, here are my thoughts. How are you really? Right? Everybody needs time to reflect and to really get in touch with themselves emotionally so they can become a better person. Everybody needs time alone. Like, I don't care if you're the life of the party, if you love your mama, your daddy, your children, your siblings, your friends, where you want to spend 24/7 with them, there's going to be a time where you just want peace and quiet. That's the funny part. Me and my sister live together, but we really don't spend that much time together, as much time as people think we do, because my sister works all day, and when she gets home, she doesn't want to deal with me. She'll tell me how her day is. She'll hang out with me, watch a little bit of TV, and say, okay, I'm going to my room. Bye. Right? And sometimes on her days off, she just wants to be on her own. And it used to hurt my feelings, right? It really honestly did. But now that I'm used to it, and now I understand, because everybody needs alone time. It gives them time to sleep. It gives them time to recharge. It gives them time to do what they need to do. And that's the important part. The important part is you need to be happy too. Because if you don't take care of you, how are you going to accomplish any of your goals? And for those of us who have responsibilities of taking care of others, how are you going to take care of others if you're not taking care of yourself? So with that, I certainly hope that you find the time you need to get in touch with your emotional self and reflect, so you yourself can grow into this amazing you, and you yourself can let go of negative feelings in time for you to continue living your life. Because as my friend Tawanda always says, you only have one life to live, right? And when it's over, it's over. And with that, I want to wish you a good night until the next time.
Thank you for tuning in to Living Single in Your City. We hope you enjoy tonight's topic. Please reach out to us through Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, or at our website at www.livingsingle.org. Once again, www.livingsingle.org. While you're at the website, please do not forget to subscribe for a free newsletter. Until next time.